Crackdown. Six alcoholic distiller factories in Kiambu County have already been shut down awaiting inspection to check on compliance, the new Kiambu County Commissioner Duncan DeRossi has said. The commissioner confirmed that the national team that is vetting the compliance is already on the ground. On Monday the team was in Jija and Thika while on Tuesday, they were in Ruiru. By Wednesday they should be ending the vetting exercise, he said. Interior Cabinet Secretary Kithure Kindiki announced the suspension of licenses for all manufacturers of second-generation alcohol, saying they will be required to apply afresh within 3 weeks. Speaking to KNA after chairing the County Service Delivery Committee, CSDC, meeting today, DeRossi explained that those found to have complied with the regulations will be given a go-ahead to continue with the business. Licensed manufacturers are required to furnish county security teams with the geolocation and physical details of their licensed premises, as well as stock records per licensed premises. We are not out to punish anyone in the industry, but they have to adhere to the laws as stipulated, he said, adding that the crackdown on bars and also chemists is ongoing and those found without licenses will be shut. We have had a sitting with all the commanders, DCCs, and officers commanding the stations and they know their mandate. We have also incorporated all stakeholders and the operation has commenced, he noted. The county commissioner said with the support of the politicians and elected Kiambu leadership the process is moving on well and those found to have complied with the regulations are going ahead with the business. DeRossi, however, warned bars in Kiambu to strictly adhere to the timelines given under the Matutho law. There are provisions in terms of operations of every class of a liquor outlet. They must be followed up. If it's a retail bar, weekdays should be opened from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. while during the weekends it is between 2 p.m. and 11 p.m. and not otherwise and we shall implement this to the letter, he said. The CC acknowledged that there is a big problem with the licensing but said the provisions of the license will have to be adhered to and that those bars and liquor stores that are operating within school premises will be shut down. In November 2018, High Court Judge Justice Chacharamwita quoting Article 42 of the Constitution which gives everyone the right to a clean and healthy environment ruled that it was illegal for bars to operate near schools and residential areas. On transfer of state administrations who had exceeded 3 years to be transferred, CC DeRossi said that for Kiambu it is already ongoing and is being implemented. At the beginning of this year, Interior Cabinet Secretary Kithure Kindiki said police officers who had overstayed in their duty stations must move to other areas in order to eliminate conflict of interest. The Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, who is spearheading the crackdown together with the Interior CS, directed all county security committees to shut down and destroy all illicit manufacturing installations, distilleries, agrivets and chemists not within the approved list of licensed enterprises within 21 days. Kiambu County is known for selling, brewing and distilling illegal alcohol. 1.5 weeks ago police in the county arrested three suspects and impounded 6,000 liters of ethanol at a house in Kiamumbi village.